Mass on KMOX. Thanks for sticking with us. That was a weird hour and a half, but you get a chance to talk to the new boss of the Cardinals. You do it. So that was cool.
Yeah. It'll be stable. This is a very stable group of people.
Seems like it.
Yeah. You're not going to see wild, radical changes that will upset you.
Yeah.
But you're going to see. I mean, I think what's interesting now is just how it all ties together, because the business side has, you know, has been working on its own thing, and they got their own challenges separate from the baseball side.
Yeah.
But then they do tie together when it comes to payroll.
Oh, I forgot to ask him the most important question.
What's that?
I wanted to get him to commit that I could have U-Man's job when U-Man dies, because I know U-Man's never retiring.
So
I've been thinking about John passing.
Yeah, let's not.
Look, none of us will be prepared, but it's just important that I'm next in line. No, I would never get that job. That's a voice guy job.
It's a little harder than you think.
Oh, I think it's hard.
Yeah.
No, I trust.
I mean, I'm sure, you know, U-Man's got it nailed after all these years. I'm sure it's not hard to him.
Yeah.
But I had to do it one day, and I was like, oh boy.
A lot of moving parts.
Also, yeah, let's not say something really stupid in front of all these people who are looking at you. I say stupid things sometimes.
We all say stupid things now and then. Today is National Day of Joy.
Joy.
To the world.
Means whatever you want it to mean. Mm-hmm. Just go out and be joyous.
It's something the commentators bring up in tennis a lot. Is like, you can see the joy. Huh. The joy in their play. I'm like, okay. It just feels like they randomly settled on that word.
Yeah.
It's a little odd, but it's fine.
Yeah.
You want a couple of fun facts? Do we have time?
We have 40 this will be our
last.
Seconds.
This will be our last weird segment. Well,
don't say that.
Unintentionally
don't
weird.
Don't make promises we can't keep.
Yeah, that's so true. I'll just tell you that the highest grossing actor of all time, so they were in movies that made the most amount of money, not who you think, Stan Lee.
That
because
makes
of
sense.
His cameos in the Marvel movies.
Yep.
How about that?
That's pretty
so
amazing.
He wasn't personally paid the most. He was just in the highest.
You're in the movie, the highest grossing movies,
Yes.
Yep. Well, all of those movies make big money.
No, it sounds funny, but I just can't stand the pain.
Welcome back, DGS on KMOX.
Girl, I'm leaving you tomorrow.
Saw that my friend Sarah was on the stream. And she and her husband got married on the Dave Glover show 14 years ago. And they were talking about doing a rededication of their vows on the show. Come on in. Come on in.
Today's their anniversary?
I'm not sure. Yeah, I guess it is. Yeah.
Happy anniversary.
Yeah, happy anniversary.
Yeah,
I remember it well. She's very sweet.
Yeah, I wasn't there, but she has sent like pictures on Twitter and stuff before. And very, very nice.
Very cool.
Really cool that like so much stuff like that has happened on the show.
I know. Isn't it great? Just
so many wonderful moments that like
absolutely
you'll never even be able to recall. Like, you know what I mean?
Yes.
So many inside jokes and funny moments that it's like, right.
Yeah,
like Banana Time yesterday.
I hadn't thought of Banana Time in a very long time.
And then it was like, man.
Yeah.
That was fun.
Couple of Trump things, just to get them out of the way. Rachel, you're not going to be able to see the reflecting pool. They put fences up.
What?
Yeah, they put fences up around the reflecting pool.
Dude, this is late. I'm going to D.C. at the end of next month. Very, very excited. I was really looking forward to Lincoln Memorial and the reflecting pool. And I was like, all this nonsense was going on with it, but as of last week, I'm like, it'll be open in time for my trip.
And maybe it will. That's an eternity in Trump time.
What do the fences look like?
They're just big, tall, 10-foot fences, chain link fences.
I guess the point is not to people not see it. The point is for people to go up to it.
Yeah, so keep the vandals away.
Okay.
Trump is quadrupling down on the vandals, cutting it up, and although he's changing his story. Because when he said there's a 350-foot slit down the middle, and people are like, then why are all these big chunks coming up on the side? And now he's changed it. He said, like, well, they made hundreds of cuts.
Yeah.
They are just, you know, and all this stuff. He's threatening to sue ABC for covering the story, which you would think he would want everyone to cover the story so he can find the real killers like OJ, right?
I mean,
like, if you really are trying to sell us that a bunch of vandals with pocket knives did this, and I heard a couple of pool experts on national media who are just taking this apart and talking about how the whole project was stupid. They did it the wrong way. You can't do this. You can't do that. X, Y, Z. Even if it's done correctly and you cut a slit right down the middle, it wouldn't affect it. So anyway, and July 4th is saved. The 250th anniversary party is saved. Added to the entertainment that night is Cash Patel's girlfriend, who is a country singer, and she is just lighting up the internet already, defending herself, saying, I got this gig on my own accord. It had nothing to do with my boyfriend.
Right.
I couldn't agree more.
Just like Jared and Ivanka got jobs in the White House because of their merit and not because of who their father was.
Man, once I learn that girl's name, I'm going to go download her album. Wait, she probably doesn't even have an album.
And you know what? Here's the thing. She could be great.
I doubt it.
She could be the second coming of Tammy Wynette, and I would just be like, you're a joke. 22% of men believe they could defeat a chimpanzee in a fist fight.
How many? What percentage?
22.
Those are 22% of men that will be dead once that fight starts. Because the rest of us are like, we're out of here. We're not doing this.
Crazy.
Yeah.
What is a fist fight?
Right. Well,
like,
I guess it just means no weapons.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Good.
So hand to hand.
No, your face will be ripped off. I don't think they really understand. Like, you see the cute little chimps in movies and you're like, ha, they're cute. Those guys are tough, man.
Yeah.
They will literally tear you apart.
You ever see those guys that lose their hair?
Yeah.
They're just.
The chimps that, yeah, the ones that have alopecia.
Ripped.
Dude, they're nothing but muscle.
Yeah.
That's nothing. I mean, how do you think you swing through trees? You'd be strong as hell to do that stuff. Think about doing a pull-up and how hard that is. And those guys just do that for fun.
Think about if your feet were hands. what would you be able to accomplish?
Well, and also if you had, like, giant teeth.
Yeah.
Tear people's faces off.
Yikes. I was just thinking about, Rach, you're probably too young for this. But trust me, when you get to be my age, one of the greatest things in life, and I'm sure a lot of you out there listening get this and understand, one of the greatest things in life is when you have plans to do something and the other person cancels the plans. Mm. That's sweet. Because then you don't have to be the one who cancels it, but you don't have to go.
But what if you want to?
You're crazy talking.
Man, here's the thing.
No one wants to go to things.
I never want to go. Kevin, how many times are we hanging out after the show and I'm like, I got to do this thing tonight.
Yeah.
And I don't want to go. But I know once I go, I'm going
to
have
fun. You're
going
to have fun. Yeah.
And like 100% of the time, I'm having fun.
Yeah.
So I've just been kind of trying to remind myself of that recently when I'm like, I don't want to go. It's like, once I'm there, I'm going to be happy I'm there. It's just the anticipation that I dread, I guess.
There are things that you don't want to do. You know, I mean, like, there are things like, I gotta go do this thing. That's normal. But, I mean, there are things you want to go to. Right?
I dread everything.
Really?
Yeah.
You dread going to the Cardinals games that you go to?
Sometimes.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
What's something that, like, if it was on the schedule, you'd be like, I cannot wait. I can't wait.
Point out to be pretty special. Hair transplant.
What about, like, dinner at an amazing restaurant?
Yeah, the easier the activity.
Okay.
It's not even how great it is. It's more like, how easy is it?
Yeah, how close
to
home?
So if it's 10 minutes from home instead of 40 minutes from home,
yeah,
it's different, right?
All bricks in the wall.
Yep.
Yeah.
To get you.
Only takes one bad brick, though, to send you over the edge.
I get it.
Also, going back to the reflecting pool, I may not have this exactly right, but I think I do. Evidently, Trump has given another no-bid contract to the same guy Biff Stew. If you've seen this guy, oh my God, he looks like he's cosplaying something. Convicted felon. And I'm thinking, did we not get a warranty on this thing?
Yeah, does he not have to do the work for free to fix it?
But Trump let him out of that by saying it was vandals.
So he gets paid twice.
He gets paid twice.
We get to pay him twice.
Isn't it great when people just say things and don't, like, I don't know, prove what they're saying is real? That may be the biggest disease we have in the country right now.
Amen.
Is people can just say things and they don't have to back it up.
And it wasn't always that way, kids.
Mm.
You should be able to stop.
Like, if you got evidence of that, why aren't the videos on the nightly news every night going, see, here are the vandals doing their thing at this reflecting pool?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, there's no chance that part of the city, that part of the Capitol, doesn't have cameras all over the place.
Yeah.
Plus, there's always people there. And by the way, weren't we told when the new paint was going in? That it was such durable paint. It's like you couldn't even cut it if you wanted to.
Do we still have the sound from yesterday of that?
350 foot gash proof paint.
Do we sell the sound from yesterday of when Trump was saying this will last 50 years? You can't even cut this with a knife.
Oh, sorry, he was potted down.
Oh, sorry.
is it number one, Andrew?
Number two.
This will last for at least 50 years, and you'll never have a leak. It's very strong. You couldn't, if you had a knife, I don't want to give anybody ideas. You had a knife, you can't even cut it. So strong.
They cut it very violently. The same thing with the floor.
No,
they cut.
No.
I was joking when I was like,
said
you
that.
Couldn't even put a 350.
No.
He said that.
I know.
That was like 3 days ago.
That's so funny. If
I could be there at one of those,
it's called the Titanic. You couldn't sink it if you tried.
If I could be there, I would sacrifice my whole career just to take my phone out when he says what he said. And like, here's what you just said 2 weeks ago,
and I
play
don't know
that.
Why people don't do that?
Well, I mean, obviously, if you do that, you're going to get run out.
Yeah,
you're going to lose your position, maybe lose your job.
Go down in history.
Yeah, I mean, like, you literally just said you can't do the thing you're accusing people of doing.
Yeah.
And then not showing us the evidence that thing ever even happened to begin with, when everybody who knew the plans initially said, hey, you know, this is probably going to happen because it's going to be darker. That'll attract more sun. That'll warm it up. And that's, you know, we already have problems with algae in the reflecting pool. That'll probably make it worse. Like, people said that in real time beforehand.
Yeah.
And then, you know, just pour paint thinner in there.
You know, it's interesting. The pool experts that I heard were saying, the hydrogen peroxide, it's not great, but if they did the job well, it should be impervious to those kind of chemicals. So they don't think that's what it was.
Oh.
They think that this cat just did a terrible job for $14 million.
I gotcha.
And that it was, if you had just fenced the thing in from the day they finished, everything that's happened would be happening. The algae would be there. The pieces will be breaking off because they didn't let it sit long enough. They didn't let it dry enough. They just did a bad job.
Okay. So it's almost then what happens when you give somebody a no-bid contract who probably shouldn't have gotten one?
Exactly.
Okay.
And I'm serious. Trump screwed us again by saying it was vandalism. Otherwise, I'm sure we had to have.
So now the United States taxpayer has to pay twice.
Yes. Yes. To the same guy.
To the penguin.
The guy that just demonstrated that he can't do the job that you're paying him to do.
Hmm.
So.
Yeah. Ooh. That's why I'm easy.
Welcome back, guys. DGS on KMOX.
I'm easy.
DGS,
like
we like to be community minded, and anytime you guys have a fundraiser or something, you can reach out to Andrew, and we would love to get you on the show and tell people about it. Today we have Jessica Smythe, early childhood principal at Premier Charter School, talking about the Macklin Mile, which is going to be June 27th. Jessica, nice to meet you. Welcome to the show.
Hi, thanks for having me.
So let's just go right to it. Tell us about the Macklin Mile.
Yeah, the Macklin Mile is a really, really amazing event that is hosted right here in South City, St. Louis. It's a really family-friendly event. While they do have competitive races, they also have like a kids dash, local vendors, music. It's just a really neat event for the community.
And what does it benefit? Who does it benefit?
So every year they are raising money for different organizations, and this year they are raising money for the Pettigrin Society. This is a nonprofit that helps cancer patients with just various supports that are free of charge, so medical supplies, nutritional supplements, transportation, things like that.
Very nice. And you guys at Premier Charter School have been a longtime sponsor. Tell us about Premier.
Yeah, this is our third year as a sponsor for them, and it's we have kind of gotten involved because we're located in South City, right at the top of a little bit of a hill, an incline. So our school is at the start of this event, mm-hmm. and we are a charter school, a school of choice here in St. Louis. We are pre-K through eighth grade. It is a public school, so anyone with a St. Louis City zip code can apply to come to our school. And something kind of unique, we're a really big campus with about 20 acres right here in the heart of the city, which is pretty hard to find.
Very nice. Jessica, since I have you, I want to use you a little bit here.
Yeah.
As you know, because you see the media as well, everything's going to hell in a handbasket with education, and kids can't read, and they can't this, and they can't that. We know for sure it's not the kids. Kids haven't changed. Being on the ground in education, tell me your version. Tell me what's actually going on out there.
Yeah, well, I think that there are a lot of changes in the world, but one thing that has remained the same with PCS is our mission and our vision of this community involvement, hands-on learning, project-based learning, getting our kids involved in things well beyond the classroom, and that's where we see a lot of success with our students. We have these core values of respect, responsibility, and caring. We are a school of character. We really embody that, which is why we get involved in events like this. We want our kids to see, you know, we really teach the whole child. So academics are a big part of that, but being a valuable member of our community is just as important to us.
Excellent. I love that. I love that. So that's the Premier Charter School. The Macklin Mile is going to be June 27th. You can find it online at Macklin with a D, MacklinMile.com. Anything else we need to tell the people, Jessica?
No, we'd love to see you there. We'll have a tent set up at the end of the race. So come, even if you don't want to do the race, come to the event, check us out, come to our table if you have any questions or if you're interested in our school.
Excellent. Thank you, Jessica.
Thank you.
Bye. Appreciate it. I really have a heart for people who teach. I mean, God love you.
Mm-hmm.
They don't get paid nearly enough.
Well, no, it's also not an easy job.
Not at all.
Especially, too, when you hear so many stories, and I mean, I have so many family members that are teachers, so you hear them directly, too, about having to buy some of your own supplies or whatever. Like, why?
Yeah.
What are we choosing to do that precludes us from having those things covered?
Yeah. I remember being younger before I had kids, and the whole, like, oh, people buy houses where there are good schools. That's boring. And then you mature and you grow up and you have kids. And especially now that my kids are grown, I see it even more. Like, we always wanted our kids to be in the best schools they could. And we, you know, private school and the whole bit. And it worked fine. They're great. You know, both thriving, college, the whole thing. But now looking back, I almost get a little chill up my spine. Like, thank God we were able to send them to good schools, because the deviation in their lives from having a bad education and a good education, you know what I'm saying? It's just, it's so absolutely critically important.
Yeah. I mean, when we moved here, we only looked at areas where schools had good reputations. That was our first filter. And then from there it was about, okay, does it have this kind of yard? Can it, you know, will our dogs be okay? But that was the first filter, and I'm sure it's the same for a lot of people moving. Mm-hmm. Especially if you're moving from out of town to a new place.
Mm-hmm. I'm easy like Sunday morning.